Boom! What's going on, everyone? This is Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. Last episode, I talked to you guys about how to select a market. And it's super powerful, and I believe it's where everyone should start when they're trying to decide what to sell. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys, though, mostly about acts of marketing.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
All right, that was really fun. Hey, acts of marketing is very different than market selection. And that's what I'm going to teach you guys today. I believe it is the second thing that you need to go study. Too many people get distracted by the acts of marketing. What does that mean, Steven? No worries. We're actually going to cut over to an episode right now. And I think you guys will enjoy it. It'll teach you how to actually get your product out there. I don't know what else to say. This is actually harder to focus than I thought it would be. But let's go over to part two. If you guys didn't see last episode, I would go watch that episode before you watch this episode. So the thing that I'm trying to figure out right now, and I'm not quite sure on the answer yet. I've got a few places I can take it. I've got this really powerful funnel builder team. They are not cheap at all. The OfferMind funnel cost me like 14, 15 grand to build. But I'm not the one doing it. Frees me up a lot, right? I still finished like the last 20%. But not at all to the tier. I don't have the time to do what they do to the level they're doing it. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm doing is I'm not talking about market selection. I'm talking about acts of marketing. And I specifically am talking about campaigns. Okay? Launch campaigns. Specifically launch campaigns, not evergreen campaigns. We will definitely do evergreen campaigns. But so let me erase this then. So if I have market selection. By the way, if this is helpful, I set up SJLReview.com. SJLReview.com. That's where I'm collecting reviews right now. And I would love a review from you. That'd be awesome. Okay, but there's launch campaigns and there are evergreen campaigns. A launch campaign is something that introduces a product to the market. Much like the way Hollywood did with Endgame. Avengers Endgame. A lot of pressure, a lot of buildup, even whole movies ahead of time, setting it up. Like that's all part of a launch campaign to a single day, a single event, single time where all the pressure is released. They are, what I heard on the radio, I think the fastest movie to ever gross $1 billion, or at least they're on track to be. That's nuts. That is fruits of a launch campaign. And most of the time people don't design a launch campaign, which is why they don't ever have this big injection of cash. Okay, so my strategy, what I do is that's why I did the masterclass, OfferMind masterclass 2 weeks ago. I needed a week to recover from that. That was nuts. Okay, but what I did, the masterclass was to go in, we call it the 7-day launch, which is a full episode describing that coming out soon on Sales Funnel Radio. The 7-day launch, though, is meant for a massive injection of cash, which happened. 6-figure weekend, okay? Boom, huge amount of cash. Now, what would be the mistake? The mistake would be for me to take that cash as profit. I don't. That cash is held in reserve to not just get the event and plan the event and fuel the event. Last year's OfferMind cost me 80 grand. This one's going to be way more. Okay. Events are expensive, so the way that I like to do them. What you do, though, is you take that cash, and this cash is what fuels evergreen cash. So when someone's like, I don't have money for ads. Cool. Don't do ads. Ads are an evergreen campaign type strategy. Okay, any kind of ad, I don't care. You mean Facebook ads? Yeah. You mean YouTube ads? Yeah. Ads in general, ads. That stands under the evergreen stuff. So what you have to do is you have to go in and create a launch campaign, right? Literally, the book Launch from Jeff Walker just teaches you launch campaigns. The benefit, you learn how to get a lot of cash. The con teaches you nothing about how to actually build the rest of the business or an evergreen campaign. Nothing wrong with that. That's the focus of the book. It's called Launch. Okay, but you see what I'm saying? So if you're like, hey, I'm going to go, anyways. What I'm doing is I'm trying to figure out, I have a few things that I can go build. So I've already built the 7-day launch. That was very successful. Almost all of VIP is gone, which is crazy. Anyway, here are the things I've not done yet. I've not turned on ads for OfferMind yet. What I thought would be powerful is, you guys know I document my journey. I documented my journey as I left ClickFunnels, my first million. That happened fairly relatively quickly. So now what I'm doing is I'm documenting my journey to the creation and the development of OfferMind. You're not going to learn the content, but I'm going to teach you how I'm designing the actual event and getting people to it. That's one of the most stressful things of launching events. You don't know, man, I hope everyone's going to be there, right? Luckily, the rooms are usually packed what I, you know, go to. So anyways, 7-day launch, that brought cash in. So I'm going to go into, I know I need to turn ads on. That's my evergreen campaign style. I also, though, have Offer Summit. I own offersummit.com. That is a way I can actually launch OfferMind still. Okay? Because if the asset of the internet is a list, I need to go in and I need to develop bigger lists to keep pitching. If you're on my list and you're not coming to OfferMind, like, it's confusing to me. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not throwing rocks at anybody. I get it. Kind of. Actually, I don't get it at all. You should come to OfferMind. Okay? Yeah, see what I'm saying? But, like, understand from my standpoint of, like, well, if some people didn't buy it, and they're like, no, I'm never going to do it. I'm only going to take your free stuff, Steven. Ah! You know what I mean? If that, you know what I mean? There's people like that. There's people like that. So I could either work my freaking hardest to try to expand my messaging, to go try and convert that person. Blech, I hate that. Or just expand my list. So I could go do an offer summit, get a huge list, and then promote it to them. That sounds way better. Okay, so I'm like, well, should I turn on ads next? Should I do Offer Summit next? CapitalismSwag.com will actually be built in purpose of promoting OfferMind. You see how, like, I have something more expensive, OfferMind. I'm building front ends that all lead to and are in thought and product. That's one of the reasons why I didn't do Capitalism Swag yet. I was like, what does it lead to? So I'm like, well, it just sells shirts. I'm like, yeah, but what does it lead to from a marketing standpoint, right? And so I needed something built in the middle for that. Okay, so if I have Capitalism Swag, that's another launch campaign that also kind of bleeds over, like, the launch of it. Because I'm not going to have the shirts be available forever. Number one, it takes time out of our time to go do all this stuff. They actually print them and ship them and get them all out and stuff like that. Like, I'm not in the shirt business. So it's only going to be available for like 3 days each time I release a shirt. You know what I mean? But there'll also be an evergreen aspect to it, because I thought it'd be cool to do like an exclusive shirt of the month. You know, like, that's the only time I'm never going to print it again kind of thing. The capitalist pig shirt, I will probably leave that up forever because it's freaking awesome and it ruffles a lot of feathers and I love that. It pisses off liberals, which just makes my heart sing and I sleep better at night. Okay. So it's kind of like it's kind of both, but really I'm going to use it this way. Anyone I've ever seen ever do swag ever also, the only way they have it be successful I found is when they treat it like a launch rather than an evergreen activity. Anyway, there are bridge pages. Okay, they're bridge pages I could go build. Now, they're more on this side long-term, but I can bring them to market through a launch still. I want to go redo in its entirety the entire OFA sign-up page. I want it to be awesome. It doesn't need to be awesome in order to sell. No, that thing's already made $110,000. Okay, just that single OFASignup.com, very not design-esque. I built it in a hotel room before I got on a 2CCX cruise ship page. OFA sign up, that's the power of a bridge page. It's the power of creating an offer on top of somebody else's, okay? It's crazy, just in $100 signups. That's insane, okay? So I go, I'm like, okay, well, I wanna go redo that bridge page. I also wanna redo that network marketing one that Russell just launched. That would be cool. I would love to create my own offer around it. And I think I know what it's gonna be, super sexy. But when you go buy through my link, you get all these sick bonuses, right? So the actual marketing, the network, I'll say, network marketing, bridge page. That'd be a cool one to go launch. I'm also thinking about launching freecftrial.com. How cool would it be if you get a trial of ClickFunnels through me to have it my own offer, right? Like, really freaking sick. Like specific training on how I use Actionetics MD, right? Like, there's not a lot of training out there on it. Like, what if I was the guy that did that, but you got it as a bonus by getting ClickFunnels through me? That's awesome. That's so cool. Anyway, so that'd be kind of cool. So that's another bridge page I'm thinking about going and building. CF trial through my link. Oh, you know what would be a fun one on an evergreen standpoint, which is incredibly powerful? I got written permission. Now, it's funny because there's some people out there have gone out and they're like using the phrase one funnel away challenge. Like, It's a trademark. It's a freaking logo of ClickFunnels. They're gonna have a huge issue with that. But I got written permission as their coach to go and launch a One Funnel Away Stories podcast. So what I'm gonna go do is I'm gonna interview tons of people who are only one funnel, who were just one funnel away, ordinary people, famous people, people who are living in a gutter, people who weren't living in a gutter, right? And then all their stories on and what they did to go have success with this. Like that'd be really, really awesome, right? So if I go in, does it make sense what I'm doing here? So I'm going in. So we got OFA Stories podcast. To pull that off, that's a lot of spin up. I got to go create all the platforms. We republished my content machine to like 22 places. My content machine, by the way, that's a strategy I'm thinking about using as well. Have a small one-day event here where all I do is teach you in its entirety the content machine, which I've never done. It's at the depth that OfferMind is at, by the way. I didn't start it that way. There's the, hey, here's the crawl phase, and then here's like the sprint your face off phase when it comes to content. Anyway, I think that'd be fun to have a my content machine single day hardcore mastermind that's like 12 hours long where I just deep dive. Very planned out, mixed with Q&A/workshop throughout. That'd be sick. But I was to record that and sell it afterwards, but give away a ticket. You see, that's what I'm doing. I'm not giving away tickets. I'm giving away a discount link that's revolving so no one can steal it to OfferMind. So when they buy, it's giving them as part of the bonus. You see, all of this is how can I sell more OfferMind? Because it's going to be freaking awesome and it's like an event you've never seen before and our Russell's going to be there and it's going to be cool. Okay. How do I sell more OfferMind tickets? Right. That's the big question. Well, me just talking about it 24/7, that's a strategy. Just doing ads like most people do, that's a strategy. But why don't I build an entire campaign around it? And I thought it'd be cool is to go and create like sick, awesome bonuses. You know what I mean? Like really valuable stuff that I see that everyone needs that no one really makes.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
And I'm like, why don't I just go make that stuff, but then give away as part of that, like, hey, you like that? Yeah, that's just like a little spritzer taste there of what OfferMind is. Why don't you come go get an OfferMind ticket, right? And here's a little discount that you can get for it as a thank you. Does that make sense? Anyway, so that's what I'm doing. Why don't I create campaigns around it, right? Ads aren't a campaign, but it's a way to make a campaign, but it's not campaigns. We're losing that term as a marketing society. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. So what I'm trying to do, there's a fourth bridge page. I just can't remember what it is right now. Anyway, I'll figure out what it is. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out the order of what to launch. Oh, I remember what the fourth one is, but none of the community knows about it yet. It's a secret project. It's almost ready. Just stay tuned. There will be another. It's so freaking sick. Ugh. It's so cool. It's almost ready. It's a powerhouse. Anyways, I want to let it out there. But what I'm trying to figure out is what to go build next. Because this month for me is insane. I'm speaking at an event literally every week the entire month of May. And one of them is my own called Offer Lab. And there's a podcast episode coming out, more information on that, what it is. It doesn't sell, I'm not on there just like pitching you. I'm telling you how I crafted an event like OfferMind. So it's pretty cool. It'll come the third week in May. We just barely got it ready. Anyway, what I'm trying to figure out though is what to launch first. Okay. What? You like the hook? Thanks, Shauna. I love this. So many coaches have discouraged me from thinking this way, but this is how my mind works. I don't know. Why would someone discourage? This is marketing. All right. I went through market selection and then this is acts of marketing. All right. I could go create a webinar just for OfferMind. That's an act of marketing. That would be a launch campaign that we could turn to evergreen if I decided to make it an auto webinar. That's a way. That is a way. I have friends who sell out their entire events just with webinars for the ticket, right? But it's not an info product. Yeah, I know. That's why we say you can use them for anything. Okay. It's not about, I have this kind of product. It's what kind of campaign are you trying to create in order to launch your product? As much less to do with what the product is. What I'm trying to figure out, and so I'd love to see what it is you guys would like. Okay. I think the sickest thing to go create right now, which would take some coordination, some time, so I could get my team started on Offer Summit. Because we're going to create we got to create the pages, we got to create all the stuff. Then I got to go and I want to interview like freaking Bill Glazer, right? I really want to interview, right? Like massive guys, like all the guys, yesteryear's gurus, right? I want them. That's going to take some time to collect that. So my thought is, why don't I go get my team started on that? And then this, because out of time, that actually needs to happen quite soon. So this is what I'm thinking. This is how I do it, by the way. When I'm sitting back and I'm thinking, okay, I got a sweet. Once you have the product, how do you promote it? Once you have the product, right? Those are acts of marketing. If the big issue I started running into in college was I was like, I know how I'd market that. I know how I'd do that. I know how to do that. But I didn't have a product. And some of you guys are that way. You're like, you're studying marketing, like acts of marketing without a product. You can study market selection without a product, but studying acts of marketing is a distraction. Study product creation. All right. Study the seed launch from Jeff Walker. It's a great way to get a product out there that you don't even have to build yet, but get paid for it. Right? No bait and switch. They know it's not done. But anyway, does that make sense? What I'm trying to help you guys understand is stop getting distracted with campaign styles of marketing. Right? Stop getting distracted with, if you don't have a product yet, don't worry about this crap. This is powerful stuff. Yeah, know it. Yeah, understand it. But in time. You don't have to know everything at once. Learn market selection, market design, right? How to choose it. Then you go in, create the thing, right? Sell. I would start selling before you create it, which is totally possible. I made six figures before the thing was even done, right? Which is super powerful. Events are the same way. The event hasn't happened yet. We've already cash flowed a lot on that thing. And I'm not sure, like, oh, look at me. I've been at it for 6 years, okay? But, I'm just, hindsight's 2020. If I could look back and give any piece of advice, it would be, hey, stop obsessing over I know all the funnel types. Great. Do you have a product? I know all the offer creation methods. That's really cool. Have you chosen a market yet? Your dream list, all the cards in your favor? All right. Do you know who your dream customer even is? Stop caring about what to build until you know who to sell. All right. Anyway, so I'm going to go in. I'm thinking I'm going to go create the Offer Summit funnel first. Second of all, what I'm going to go do is, and we'll be in the act of developing all the content. I want that done, mostly done as I approach big people so they can see it's not a joke. Anyway, and it'll be a massive list building thing. If I can, I'd love to get them to write a chapter. Oh, who did that? Russell Brunson, the 30 days thing. All right, I want to do that. That's a lot. But I think that should go first because I'm thinking I'm going to do it in, I'll probably do it in July, which gives me 2 months to plan and prep the whole thing, which is not bad. I think we can do that. It'd have to be because Offermind's in September. So in order for me to promote, my brain works like a Gantt chart sometimes. Anyway, if you don't know what that is, go look up Gantt or Gat. Gantt, Gat, it's one of those. Someone could correct me, that'd be great. Anyway, okay. So then I really need to go have them build this bridge page because just out of the time, something's coming, which is really cool. At the end of this month. I can't tell you about it yet. It's from ClickFunnels. It's awesome. It's as much as I'll tell you. It's so sick. Anyway, and then I want to go do capitalism swag. I don't know about you, but I really want to start giving some like really controversial t-shirts. You know, like that'd be just fun. Okay, then I think after that would be this one. Capitalism swag. There's a few assets my team needs to finish building the platforms for this podcast. So actually, this will probably be number 3, just so that they're in flow and in motion, which means this guy will be number 4. This is probably number 0. Like, the ads for this, we could turn those on now. I just need to do a few meetings with my ads team. And then honestly, so if this is 0. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the rest of these can be number 5. And it's not saying that these don't have to take that long. This could be quite quick, actually, that these are built and up. Someone was mentioning, like, Steve, why don't you just focus? I am, dang it. On that. Like, what are you talking about, just focus? So weird. I'm going to build an offer. It's going to grow up my list, and I'm going to pitch a bunch of those people. Offermind. You know what I mean? This is how you skip the freaking J curve. Okay. Oh, crap. Where's my gold bar? I need to drop it. Oh, there it is. Oh, Mr. Colton's here. My little girls call Colton Mr. Colton. That was a lot heavier than I thought it was going to be. Glad my toes are out of the way. All right, guys. Hey, so I'd love to see Gantt. There we go. I think Eric, it's Gantt. Appreciate it. Couldn't remember if it was Gat or Gantt. My gun up there is a Gat. this is invaluable. This is what I've been working toward and not knowing what I was doing. Seeing it put all the like, super encouraging for me to move forward with it. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it. So like, you have to understand like with this stuff, like I was too distracted. I could never find anybody who would just teach this, right? There is market selection. What does that mean? What does it entail? That is where my genius area is, if I can call it that. I feel weird saying that. But that's been my contribution to the marketing community is that. Market selection / design mixed with offer creation. Funny enough, I don't even know how to create offers without all the stuff that I'm teaching right now. It's very frivolous in my opinion, unless you're already actively selling and in business. If you're not, you got to start at the market selection area. Okay, then it's way easier to win. Way easier to win. A little more homework up front, far more security on the launch. And I just, no one would ever talk to me about that. And I realized after a while, I was stuck on tactics, not strategy. When I go and I understand some of the strategy pieces behind this, like, oh, if I do this, then that. Crap, I don't want that. So I'm not going to do that. Right? Oh, but I could go sell that. Yeah, you could. But do you want that kind of customer? Ah, crap. Dang it. Nope, I don't. Right? You know what I'm saying? This is far more malleable. This is far more malleable than I think people realize. There's a book that I actually have in this cupboard over here. The first half of it was really good. The second half, though, started talking about how the business has a soul and respect the soul of the business. And when you go in and you start talking to, like, respect the soul. And what is the soul of the company telling you? And I was like, this is garbage, okay? What I know businesses are is a system that generates a lead and fulfills on it. That's all a business is, okay? It's not fluffy junk. Okay, it's something that's designable. It's not all art. I definitely have some of my art, my flair on top of it. I believe some of it's my personality, which is a little bit forward. That's a little bit of the art. You don't have to have that. Okay, but a lot of it is designable. That's the science of it. And just understand that as you're doing this, like, be thinking of these things. So it's funny. So to the person who keeps asking me, how do you give all this away on your podcast? And not... and still have things to sell. First of all, that has nothing to do with how things are sold. I used to have that same fear as well. Second of all, we're just scratching the iceberg, baby. Scratching the very tip of it. There's so much more I do that I don't think a lot of you guys know. Anyway, go to offermind.com, get a ticket. We'd love to have you guys. If you guys are very interested in me flying out to your company or you flying out to me for a day, or if you want the year-long coaching program that I have, go to myofferlab.com. Myofferlab.com. If you wouldn't mind, I'd love a review on just this little session right here. I was not planning on doing this today, but it's just what I was in the act of doing. I thought I might as well document, like, what am I going to choose to go do? Let's go look at some of these campaigns and how I'm going to go do it. There's a few more things I look at, but we've been going for a while and I got to stop. Anyway, I love a review. Go to sjlreview.com. Stephen Joseph Larson. Steve J. Larson is kind of how I'm going now. Steve J. Larson, like stevejlarson.com. Anyway, sjlreview.com. Would love that. That's very helpful for me and convinces the internet that I am actually worth my salt. Thank you, Zuckerberg. All right, guys. We'll see you later. And get rich.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wish you could geek out with other real funnel builders and even ask questions while I build funnels live? Oh, wish granted. Watch and learn funnel building as I document my process in my funnel strategy group. It's free. Just go to thescienceofselling.online and join now. Again, it's thescienceofselling.online.
Wouldn't it be nice if your cash savings could just grow by itself? With the Wealthfront Cash Account, it can, earning 4% annual percentage yield from partner banks on your uninvested cash, nearly 10 times the national average. Just imagine if other things in your life worked the way Wealthfront works. If your houseplants grew at 10 times the average rate, you'd have 10 times fewer issues with sad, stunted succulents. Your crocodile ferns would grow to the size of crocodiles. Wealthfront's cash account keeps your money thriving just like that, earning you an industry-leading rate with no account maintenance fees and with free 24/7 instant withdrawals so you can access your money whenever you need it. Money works better here. Go to Wealthfront.com to start saving. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks where they earn the variable APY. The national average interest rate for savings accounts is posted on FDIC.gov as of December 16, 2024.